All right, welcome to Weekly Reflections for April 5th. I'm Corey, I'm here with Madison and Brandon, and our reflection for today is true brotherhood. We have not once sought to be one in a family, to be friend among friends, to be a worker among workers, to be a useful member of society. Always we tried to struggle to the top of the heap or to hide underneath it. This self-centered behavior blocked a partnership relation with any one of those about us. Of true brotherhood, we had small comprehension. That's from the 12 and 12, page 53. This message, contained in step 4, was the first one I had heard loud and clear. I hadn't seen myself in print before. Prior to my coming to AA, I knew of no place that could teach me how to become a person among persons. From my very first meeting, I saw people doing just that, and I wanted what they had. One of the reasons that I am a happy, sober alcoholic today is that I'm learning this most important lesson.
You know, that is one thing that drew me into the rooms when I first came in. I came in, I saw people happy. I saw them having these healthy relationships, which was so foreign to me. I remember sitting down with my sponsor, and he read another excerpt from the 12 and 12 that's, I think it's around page 80. He said, "We found that defective relationships were almost always the immediate cause of our woes. We didn't know how to have relationships. We didn't know how to be that worker among workers. We didn't know how to be that friend among friends. I had to be taught, you know. I was taught by the example that people set before me. And I can say, you know, just like the person who wrote this, that I'm a happy, sober alcoholic today. Really grateful for the ones that came before me, showed me the way. In every aspect of life, you know, not just how to be sober, because it's so much more than that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, today for me, staying sober is not necessary, like, it's a priority, don't get me wrong, but it's not my biggest problem today. You know, relationships with other people, that's a problem sometimes. That's a problem sometimes. I do really don't like people at all. But, you know, there's a lot of other things that go into it. But I think, you know, this is speaking on the fellowship, you know, and that wonderful fellowship that AA does give us as people.
I can totally relate. And the thing is, not everybody that isn't an alcoholic or an addict is happy, you know. So, I mean, there's a difference between being sober, not even having to worry about being sober because you don't do drugs or you don't drink or you can have one drink, which I'm not capable of. But happiness is an internal thing, you know, and in my opinion, I think anybody can benefit from the program that's laid out for us simply on the fact of being happy. I was so unhappy and I never felt like I fit in anywhere, you know, and it might not be like that for everyone else that's in recovery or still out there using or whatever, but I didn't feel like a part of. I felt insecure. I felt like a nuisance 24/7. You know, I just felt gross, right? And drugs and alcohol helped that. They helped it, but they weren't the cause of it for me. So it's like the fellowship and the people in it, they showed me what it was like to be happy. Yeah. You know, and they showed me how to love and to be loved. And it's not like, oh, I'm just like a loving person now, or like, you know, I let people love me and it's totally okay, because that's a lie. It's something that I work on continuously. But I wouldn't have the life that I do today and be as happy as I am if I didn't have people that were genuinely happy because they followed some direction and they didn't want to be miserable anymore.
It's kind of weird too. When I first got here, like when I first came into the program, I equated being happy with having those things it talks about, like with either being the best or like just getting what I wanted. And I didn't understand that like being happy and content doesn't mean I always am going to get my way or get what I want, you know? And I was exactly like this too. In any given situation, I either I tried to just hide out and go unnoticed so that people would leave me alone and I could do what I wanted to do and no one would bother me. And if that was impossible, you know, like, it's pretty easy to, like, drift through work without getting noticed or just kind of wander around the streets and not really be paid attention to. But in, like, a family, it's kind of hard to, like, just disappear into the background. There aren't very many people around. So I went the other way. I just had to dominate that whole situation and control what went on in that house and make everyone afraid of me so that everyone would leave me alone and let me do what I wanted to do. And I didn't understand. Like, I had no conception of what it meant to, like, this is kind of a... hard, like, I'm not sure how to phrase this, but to, like, play my part in those different situations.
Yeah.
Like, in my family, to be a son to my parents, to be a brother, like, and I've come to learn, A, how to, like, play those parts, and also that my part in a situation is not a static thing, you know? Like, my job, like, my role is going to kind of change and grow as I change and grow. You know, and like you were saying, that all came from what people taught me in here. I saw people who were generally happy, you know, like, their lives probably aren't going to make it into history books, but they're pretty happy with their lives. You know, they have all the stuff that they want and a lot of things they never even knew they needed. So I just started kind of following them around and doing all the harebrained things they told me to do, like go to meetings and, like, work through steps and, like, all these other things. And My life got a little bit better, you know. I went from, like, sleeping behind dumpsters to sleeping inside, having my own place, having a stable job, things like that. And, but the drastic change came in my perception of my life. You know, all things considered, I'm doing all right. I mean, even today, like, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, but I'm not, like, hating my entire life because of it,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's... it always circles back to, like, A, remembering the things in my life I should be grateful for and acting on that, like, showing my gratitude for those things.
Yeah, I spent so long hating myself that I didn't have, like, it was like nobody else existed, you know? So absolutely, I didn't know how to be a daughter. I didn't know how to be a friend. And I mean, in my heart, I felt like I was trying to be that, but externally, it did not, I was mean. I was not pleasant to be around.
Yeah.
Super grateful for my life today.
Fantastic. All right, well, thank you both for joining me. Thank you all for joining us. Join us again next week for more fun stuff.